everyone. Welcome to this pre-recorded 56th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on Tilde Radio. As always, this is DJ Guapofu, recording from the northwestern part of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Thank you all for tuning in. Tonight we'll be listening to the works of Caifanes, a very prominent Mexican rock band from the rock and Espanol movement. This track is Nos Vamos Juntos. Caifanes was formed in Mexico City in 1987. The original lineup included Saul Hernandez on vocals and guitar, Sabo Romo on bass guitar, Alfonso Andre on the drums, and Diego Herrera on keyboards and saxophone. Later, Alejandro Markovich would join Caifanes as their lead guitar player. Their style has been claimed to be a mix of British new wave, progressive rock, and Latin percussion. Their lyrics are very deep and somber, and they're definitely came to fame as a dark, I guess you could call it, you know, a dark or more serious rock band in a time of more happy contemporary rock music in the Mexican scene. The name Caifanes is derived from the 1940s Mexican pachuco slang, calle fin. Its English equivalent would be cool dude. A word for an outsider. Caifanes started in 1984 as Las Insolitas Imágenes de Aurora, the unusual images of Aurora, in the mid-80s, but they would form the namesake band in early 1987 when Saul and Alfonso had left Insolitas after they broke up. Just in their first year, they carved a place for themselves in contrast to the more corporate contemporary rock music that dominated Mexican radio in the 80s. At the time, it was quite unusual for a Mexican rock band to be not just have black suits and unusual hair, but also to wear makeup. Caifanes would make their big break. They would get their big break, find their place on the map when they opened for Argentine rocker Miguel Mateo's Mexico City show in, I think, 1987 or 1988. Their debut album, Caifanes, also known as Mátenme Porque Muero, was released in August 1988. This sold 300,000 copies, and quickly they built appeal. In the late 80s and early 90s, they would become very, very popular, along with other bands who we have already heard and we will hear, like Café Tacuba and Maldita Vecindad, who are coming up, I think, after this episode. Very sadly, they broke up shortly after the end. After they had reached the height of their popularity. They broke up in 1995. In 1994, they were at their peak of their popularity, being in very commonly in rock and Espanol radio, Latin MTV, opening for the Rolling Stones, and being part of Peter Gabriel's WOMAD festival. They're still famous. Their legacy remains in desanitizing Mexican rock. Again, I mentioned just their appearance was very unusual. And not only did they build a space for new rock bands, they also helped boost the careers of bands like El Tri, Neon, Maldita Vecindad, and others. This is Para Que No Digas Que No Pienso En Ti. Sorry about the cough. I'm just about over a cold I got after COVID. It seems like it never ended. The track after this is La Negra Tomasa, or Bilongo. I think it's the Ismael Rivera hit. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Remember, you can join the live chat at tilde.chat/kiwi, our live IRC chat. More lively as of late.
Esa negra linda.
This is Hasta que dejes de respirar. Next track that we're listening to now is Mariquita with what sounds like son jarocho instruments. The one after is El Negro Cosmico.
Que no te veo, loco, me quiero volver, lucero de la mañana. vida mía, lo bastante que te quiero.
Ay, ¿qué le da? ¿Qué le da? Y vamos a ver. A ver cómo corre el agua, vamos a verla correr. Ay, ¿qué me da? ¿Qué me da? Y vamos a ver. El agua que se derrama no se vuelve a recoger.
Estás dormida. You are sleeping. You slept. Excuse me, not you are sleeping. You are asleep. Dormida is asleep. One other fact about Caifanes, I should note, is that when Hernandez and Markovic separated and formed their own bands, Saul Hernandez chose the name Jaguares, or Jaguars, for his new project, which... for his new band, which wasn't that much different from Caifanes in its sound. Hernandez was joined in his new band by Caifanes and Insolitas drummer Alfonso Andre. This is now Miedo. Miedo. Next track is Detrás de Ti. We're now a little over halfway through the show. Thank you all for tuning in.
pasar y de repente estás muy solo.
Track, as we heard, is Afuera.
Siguen los años y uno está creyendo que puede rezar y de repente ya te perdiste y uno cree que puede creer. Tener todo el poder y de repente no tienes nada.
This is Hasta Morir.
Por estar
hacerme de puntitas en tu jardín. No creas que esta navaja es para mí. La traje para rascarte a ti. Ay, y hasta morir.
Track is Aquí No Pasa Nada. This is definitely a more contemporary new wave kind of rock sound compared with El Tri and then Café Tacuba that was almost folkloric. And then Molotov, that's very much, they're very much their own thing, I felt. I think next week we'll be listening to Maldita Vecindad, The Damn Neighborhood. And we'll be coming back to this theme at some point with Soda Stereo. I'm hoping, I'll see what you all think, but I'm hoping to have also a Fania All-Stars theme for some series of episodes. Ismael Rivera and Ray Barreto. Ismael Miranda, Willie Colon, and so on.
Hace tiempo me dijo.
next track is Máteme Porque Me Muero. Just as a reminder, there is an archive up at my website, up on my website, molarhj.homeplex.org:8080, port 8080, has Verizon Fios permits. In addition, you can listen tomorrow at 8 p.m. again, 8 p.m. on Saturday, or 00 hours UTC Sunday. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Hopefully there will be a lively chat when I join tomorrow night. I think this was one of the hits that got Caifanes, put him on the map, got him on the map in 1989. This is Elefante. Our next track is Turtle or Tortuga.
Estoy dispuesto a marginar. tanto reclamar. Bajó su trompa y se echó al suelo. Se fue de su jaula hacia la nada, sobre la luna.
This is our closing track, Tortuga. There's about 4 minutes 15 seconds left, and we are 55 minutes into the hour. You're a real trooper if you've stuck around this long. Thank you for listening in to this wonderful rock and Espanol episode of the Copacetic Music Hour. Archive will be posted early, shortly. And let me check the schedule, but I think next week will be Maldita Vecindad. Yes. July 9 will be La Maldita Vecindad, then Daniela Pastoruti, Mercedes Sosa, and I think Soda Stereo after that. It, you know, there's definitely more bands that I should include, but I think I'm going to... Oh, excuse me, Joe Batan, a bit of our Fania stars. Soda Stereo for quick return to rock in Espanol. And I think there will be a Fania theme for maybe a month. A new fad. Thank you, listeners, for supporting Tilde Radio. Thank you, Tilde Radio All-Stars, for our great chats that we've had. It's just amazing all the bands that I've learned about in the process of hosting this show. And all the liquid soap I've learned to wash my hands. The problem of automating these broadcasts. Always wash your hands with liquid soap and always broadcast your radio shows through the command line with liquid soap. Soap. if I can get one more track in here. You know what, I'm going to do that. I'll give us another, I don't know, 40 seconds of Perdí Mi Ojo de Venado, which is starting up now. Again, I'm very thankful for all our regular and irregular listeners, for the community that you have created. Our copacetic music hour lovers. This is DJ Guapofu signing off.